Intuitively, we know it. We know we get much more accomplished with voice-to-voice conversation, but yet we're afraid of offending. We're afraid of embarrassment. And so that those are the two drivers that keep us away from going voice-to-voice. I'm continually amazed in industries where human contact is important, how reluctant people, I speak with real estate agents quite often, and I'm just amazed at how much they want to do outside of interacting with other people. And they want to send people videos, and they want to send people text messages, and they want to send people emails. Now, that's not to say you should not send an email to summarize a conversation that might be lengthy. That's wholly appropriate. What I'm talking about specifically is going back and forth via email. It's just counterproductive. A negotiation instructor at the Wharton Business School at UPenn, Stuart Diamond, said, if you're going to compose a long email, first of all, he suggests against it as well. General rule of thumb, if your email exceeds 5 sentences, it's probably too long. But even at the 5-sentence email, print it out, read it out loud in the harshest tone that you can think of, and then start sprinkling in email softeners. I'm sorry's and I'm afraid's, wherever they fit appropriately. But the general rule of thumb, don't let it go beyond 5 sentences.